You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Oh yes, football friends. Alex Mearns, your best football friend, here with The Football Hour. Hallelujah. Oh yes, praise heavens, because this is... Well, it's the best football show. I listen to a lot of football shows. And right, and just because I present it doesn't mean that I can't have my say on whether this is the best football show. And I'm putting my foot down right to the very ground. Like Jonjo Shelvey on Dele Alli, I'm putting my foot down. Except I'm not putting it on his hand or on his leg. I'm just putting it down the floor, just saying, I just think this is a good show, okay? Alex, you don't need to sort of ram it home to everyone at every opportunity. Okay, right, shall I just do the show? Yeah, just do the show. Okay, on to Pick of the Goss. Hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. Sorry, let's be polite. Hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. This trendy feature is about the BBC Goss column. The Goss Col is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. And I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and then you have to sit in a meeting with your boss. Oh, that meeting normally goes like this. Alex, why haven't you done any work this week? Nag, 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 nag. Leave me alone, Dave. Then you've got a decision to make. Should you crack on with some proper work? Or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? As I said, I know and you know, you always pick the goss column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided with my own brain that I would do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. So, I know you wait for this. All week you go to bed and you think, oh, I can't wait till Tuesday when Alex does this. So, are you ready, Football Hour friends? And are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is our top 10. In at number 10, the telly boys of the Telegraph say Man City will open talks with Kevin De Bruyne over a new contract and the midfielder could double his wages. 9 in the charts, the Telegraph announced Maurizio Pochettino says Dele Alli needs to keep his focus on the football as 6 of football's biggest agencies tried to sign him up. At 8, the Mailmen state Stoke and England goalkeeper Jack Butland says he welcomes speculation linking him with a move to Manchester United. Straight in at 7, the Express express the opinion Real Madrid midfielder Isco turned down a move to Barca because of striker Lionel Messi. Highest new entry at 6, the Mirror make up the rumour Liverpool forward interests Barca, Madrid and Juve. Into the top 5, the Sun say Man City are also interested in signing Bayern Munich striker Robert Lewandowski in January. Do, 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 do. Flinky flonk. Ooh, at 4, and down 2 spots, the Daily Star are making things up again. They are saying Jose Mourinho has identified Roma's Nainggolan or Athletic's Madrid Saul to replace Michael Carrick at the end of the season. Up 10 places into number 3. Oh yeah, into the top 3. The Liverpool Echo, Echo, Echo say Ronald Koeman will leave the club's Jan transfer business to Director of Football Steve Walsh as he focuses on stopping the club's current bad form. At number 2, the Mirror Men announce Leicester rejected bids from Spurs and Bournemouth for their winger, Damari Gray, this summer. And our number one gossip this week. The Sunny Boys at the Sun state Real Madrid have started talks with Arsenal over Alexis Sanchez as they want to move in on him in January. But apparently, senior players at the Spanish club don't want the Chilean to join. Oh, that was a good gossip this week, wasn't there? There's a lot on the grapevine to meet a pick at after a short little break. I'm going to have a little break, catch my breath, and I'll be back analysing that top 10 after this.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
What's that? What's that you asking? What, you want me to sort of analyse the top 10 countdown from Pick of the Goss a little bit further? Okay, if you ask nicely, I'll do it for you. So, our number 10 Pick of the Goss this week was all about Kevin De Bruyne's new contract at Manchester City. The geezer is already on 6 mil, right? They want to double it. They want to slap down 12 mil onto his contract. Kevin. Should a guy whose nickname it will be just Kev, should Kev really be earning 12 mil? I don't know. I'm not too sure. But Kevin's a really good footballer. Oh, yeah, he's a really good footballer. Yeah, give him what he wants. He's a class. He's really, really good at football. 9 in the charts. Spurs boss Pochettino says Dele Alli needs to focus on footballer. Well, that's weird, isn't it? That's a weird thing to ask a footballer, isn't it? Dele, what's your job? Oh, well, I'm a footballer. Can you focus on your football, please? Okay, yeah, I'll focus on my football. Right, well, apparently, 6 of the biggest football agencies are trying to sign Dele Alli. Oh, what a life, eh? How old is Dele? He's 19, isn't he? Oh, well, we can only dream, Alex, we can only dream. Right, the next one, number 8. Manchester United are after Stoke goalie Jack Butland. What a goalkeeper. This guy has been, I imagine he's sort of just been like a caged lion whilst he's had this injury, just wanting to get back in net. And now he's back in net and he is saving goals. He's doing his job. And here's a little football hour prediction. Jack Butland will be England's number one goalkeeper at the World Cup this summer. Next summer. Oh, the summer's over. Stop talking about summer. Okay. Right, number 7. Real Madrid midfielder Isco turned down a move to Barca because of striker Lionel Messi. Have they just written this wrong, the Express? Why would anyone turn down a move because of Lionel Messi? I've never heard one footballer go, I don't want to play with Messi. Why didn't you want to play with Messi? Well, he's just too good, isn't he? But surely you want to play with good players. Nah, I don't fancy it. What? It's just a weird story. Isco's fine at Real Madrid, playing with Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not moving to Barcelona. It's a lie, isn't it? It's just a complete lie. And sometimes, football friends, that's what happens on Pick of the Goss. I get told lies, which then I tell to you. I'm not the liar. The Express are the liars. I didn't mean that, Express, if you're listening. Okay, into number 6. Liverpool forward interests Barcelona, Real Madrid and Juventus. What does that even mean? Interests Barcelona. I just don't get it. Don't get it, right? It's just a non-story. Okay, top 5. The Sun are saying Man City are after Bayern Munich striker Robert Lewandowski in January. Well, that's not happening. Is it? They've got Jesus and Aguero. Where's Lewandowski playing? Pep Guardiola, I'm asking you a question. I think they're making it up, but if Pep... Well, you can't say no to Lewandowski. He's a world-class striker, but you've already got two world-class strikers who are firing in goals left, right and through the centre at the moment. Right, the next one is Jose Mourinho. He's getting rid of Carrick next season and bringing in Nainggolan from Roma or Atletico Madrid's Sal. I go for Sal. What a player. Young Spanish midfielder. Just exceptional on the ball. And I don't think you're going to get him, though. You're not going to get him. He's one of their best young players. I can't see it. Unless you slap about 120 million, which is pocket change for Manchester United. So it might happen. Okay, into number 3. Ronald Koeman says he's not getting involved in the January transfer business for Everton. And he's leaving it up to director of football, Steve Walsh. Not going well at the moment, is it, Everton? 4-0 at Manchester United. But I don't think he played that badly. Don't think he played that badly, but that's what Manchester United can do at the moment. They just smash teams. Right, number 2. Leicester rejected bids by Spurs and Bournemouth for their winger Damari Gray. This guy's going to sign a new deal at Leicester. This guy, all he needs to do is just play. He doesn't play enough football. He's a brilliant young English player who needs to just learn how to play his trade. And he's just not having the opportunity at the moment. Well, mainly because Riyad Mahrez is doing so well for Leicester, who we all thought would leave in the summer, and then Damari Gray would get a better position in the team. It's yet to happen. And last, our big gossip this week is The Sun have said Real Madrid have started talks with Alexis Sanchez. Wow. Wow. They wanted Mbappe in the summer. They didn't get him. They've obviously got a bit of cash. They've won the Champions League 2 years in a row. They're Real Madrid, one of the most marketable clubs in the world. They've got a lot of cash to spend. They didn't spend any last summer. Morata went out the door. Who else went out the door? Who else went out the door? Oh, I can't think for the life of me. But someone else went out the door. And Real Madrid have got some money burning in their pocket. But apparently, senior players at Madrid don't want the Chilean to join them. I don't know where they get these lies from, but I think they just have a hat, don't they, and go, right, okay, Alexis Sanchez, Real Madrid. Yeah, let's do a story about that. Okay, and then I do a feature on it. Brilliant. Right, this has been Pick of the Goss. I've been Alex Mearns. You're listening to The Football Hour. What a life you lead.